Like the tourism sector, the manufacturing industry was already experiencing declines pre-COVID-19. And while a recovery is ongoing in this space, it has lost some momentum. At 51.2 points in July, the APSA PMI remains in positive territory, but has retreated from 53.9 points previously. And while respondents are positive about business conditions moving forward, the PMI employment indicator suggests that more job losses are on the cards here as well. Senior economist at APSA, Mialani Maluleke, joins us now to make sense of the data that's come in. Mialani, thanks so much for your time this evening. So PMI declining to 51.2 in July. Should we start getting nervous about the kind of recovery we're in for, or not just yet?
Look, I think that it was always, going to happen that, coming from a very low base in April and May, that we're going to see some positive prints in June and July, of course, as a lot of manufacturers start to come back online. But I think you're absolutely right that this momentum seems to be fading a little bit quickly. So I think it's certainly true that the print in July is positive. It's certainly meaning that when you look at activity level in July, they were better than in June. But certainly when you look at some of the underlying sub-indices, it's starting to be clear that this momentum is not going to be sustained for a very long period. And we could actually start to see PMI prints going back sub 50, which in a way is actually quite worrying, because I think that we're still a very good distance away from the activity levels that we actually saw pre-lockdown. So we could be stabilizing at a level that is much weaker than where we were before this shock came in.
And Mianani, that the scenario, not just here in South Africa, globally, signals are starting to emerge that, the initial pent-up demand is fading and consumer confidence is starting to slip lower. So there will be an element of that comes into play as well. But I want to drill into the detail here, because we had the business activity index at elevated levels, despite a bigger decline that's come through on new sales orders. So how are we reconciling the two?
I think there was a little bit of catch-up production that seems to have taken place in July, to replenish perhaps some of the inventories that may have been run down over the last few months. But I think with demand doing what it's doing right now, I think, you can already see that it's unlikely that we're going to see the business activity sub-index continue to print at these strong levels going forward. I think in the absence of demand, and we're already starting to see some evidence here across other data as well here in South Africa. We saw the new car sales for July only slightly better than in June, but still about 30% lower than where we were at the same time last year. So I think in the absence of a much more robust improvement in demand, we're going to see this momentum in production fade very quickly in the sector.
Yeah, or we then risk an inventory build-up that, sees increased stockpiles from here on out. Having said that, though, Mialani, how much of an export market are these producers catering to at the moment? There was a slight uptick in exports over the July period.
Yeah, so I think, there is a substantial number of manufacturers who are outward facing, and I think, to some extent, those manufacturers may do a little bit better than the manufacturers that face domestic demand conditions, because it just seems like out there, there's still a lot of policy support that governments are willing to put out. But here in South Africa, the scope to provide the policy support for a strong economic recovery, it's really not there. But I think, even in the global environment, it's still going to take some time for supply chains to normalize fully, for demand to sort of go back to where it was. But certainly, those parts of the sector that face the international market, I think are certainly poised to do a little bit better.
Is it with that lens that you're taking a view on Eurozone PMI data that's been released? Because, it stands a little bit in contrast to some of the GDP figures that filtered through last week, bearing in mind, though, that GDP figures are more backward-looking.
Yeah, that's right. So I think, what we've seen across the euro area was that, GDP contraction were certainly quite severe, which is of course raised some concern about what the Q2 number is going to look like for South Africa, given that we had lockdown restrictions that were a lot more stringent. So, but I think that back to the point about the PMI, I think you're right that the latest data certainly showing some positive signal, but I think we should be cautious to call the prints that we've seen for June, for July, the start of a trend.
Okay. Purchasing managers, though, more optimistic, Mielani, about conditions moving forward. Do we see them for now just sighing a sigh of relief, I guess, because conditions are weak? And then, of course, you've got Eskom and higher tariffs kicking in next year, and that should have created somewhat of a wobble.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised that this remained as strong as it is. I think some part of it is probably just purchasing managers, you know, probably just glad to be back at the office, you know, back doing some operations. But I think for me, when you look at the story overall, you try to think about the fact that demand conditions that they're going to face going forward, both domestically and internationally, are going to be very, very different from what they've had before. There certainly isn't very much to be too optimistic about right now. And the level of uncertainty, both domestically and internationally, is also still quite high.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there, Mielani. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, senior economist at Absa, Mielani Maluleke.